Previously on Ugly Betty.
We're with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Mr. Swartz, you're under arrest.
Yeah, I'm glad I saw the side of you.
Best-selling author behind NYW, Sophia Reyes.
Get my emails?
Yeah, I was busy with my boyfriend. Come work for my magazine. You'll have your own assistant within a year.
I guess this is goodbye.
You're destined for bigger things than this.
Sophia, I make my heart beat faster. You do take my breath away. I love you, Sophia.
And we're live in 60 seconds. On the bell, people. Okay, camera two, tighten up. Ready, camera one. Last looks, people, last looks.
Whoa, Rhoda, where do you think you're going?
I need to speak to Daniel Meek.
Yeah, he's on stage already, and we're going to air in less than a minute.
Okay, but it's an emergency.
What's your name?
Betty Suarez. I'm assistant Sophia Reyes.
I'm sorry. We've been specifically instructed not to let you anywhere near them.
What?
Hey! Security, get her out of here.
Hey!
Five, four, three, two.
Daniel?
Voila. Breakfast parfait. Made it all by myself. Now, there are a lot of layers, so you have to eat your way all the way to the bottom, because there's a surprise.
Really?
Have I told you how impossible the last 2 weeks away from you were?
Yeah, it was unbearable for me, too. Where's my yogurt crunchy?
Oh, that's the pine nut layer. You gotta keep going, though. So promise me you'll never spend that much time away from me again.
Are you asking me to stick around? What's the surprise?
Papaya. It's your favorite fruit growing up, right?
Look, I cut it into little heart-shaped pieces.
You see that?
No ring?
We haven't even gone through the steps of love yet.
What steps of love?
Chapter one from your book. Things a couple should do before they get engaged, meeting each other's parents, going on an exotic wilderness vacation.
I wrote that chapter in the book just to give some pizzazz. They're turning it into a movie next year. Penelope Cruz is dying to play me.
So, the part about wearing each other's underwear for a day?
No, I was drunk when I wrote that.
Oh, thank God. This thing is kind of riding up.
Listen, Daniel, forget about the book. This is right. Can't you feel it?
I do. I really do. I want to savor this time.
You are not wearing that sweater vest.
You don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
I love it. I almost bought the same one at Ladies for Less.
40 off?
Yeah.
Oh, you must be Betty. Sophia's told us all about you. I hear you were a star at Mode.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Well, honestly, I don't know how you did it. My rotation flares up if the elevator even stops on that floor.
Oh, it wasn't easy.
You're funny. Well, NYW is a lot different. You couldn't ask for a better place to work or a better boss than Sophia.
Yeah, she's so kind and supportive.
The best. Listen, I'm right over here if you need me. Just promise me you will lend me that sweater vest if I get a hot date.
Or any date.
It's done.
I thought I'd never say this, but I miss Texas.
Yeah, I was a little worried about you that first day when you plucked your Jimmy Choos and cow dung.
Well, it wasn't as bad as you calling them Jimmy Poos.
Well, you gotta admit, that was funny. Oh, there it goes again. Lucky my Colt's not handy.
What am I supposed to do? I have to get back to reality.
Well, why don't you hold on a little bit of that cum you had in Texas with me? We'll be a little more armadillo, a little less roadrunner.
A little more English, a little less Texan, please.
Oh, you see, the armadillo, He doesn't move very fast, but he gets done what he needs to do, and he lies in the sun. The Roadrunner never stops. Feathers flying everywhere, running all over creation, and he doesn't have any fun.
Weren't armadillos those animals we saw lying dead in the middle of the highway?
I never said they were smart. Just relaxed and happy.
Oh.
What do you think of that, Mr. Armadillo? Mm.
Mr. Suarez, do you have anything to prove your year of entry was 1977?
Yeah, I think there's some ticket stuff to Saturday Night Fever somewhere in there. What are you writing down?
None of your business.
Listen, lady.
My name is Constance, not lady.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt. Look, I've been living in this country for 30 years now. I have two kids. My wife is buried here. For the last 2 hours, you've been grilling me nonstop like I'm...
A criminal? Mr. Suarez, in the eyes of the ICE, that's exactly what you are. Let me remind you, you are in this country illegally. My department is the one thing standing between you and deportation. Now I gotta go grab myself a smoothie. I hope by tomorrow morning you've found a new attitude and something to prove that year of entry. Good day, Mr. Suarez.
What department do I speak to about getting a new caseworker?
Rise and Shine America called. They want a copy of the issue before your appearance tomorrow.
Well, they can't have the issue until I've decided on the cover, and I haven't decided yet, so what else?
Bad news. The freelancer who wrote that female NASCAR driver story, she sold the same article to Jane 2 years ago.
What? That was our fish out of water story. Do we have anything else?
I have a friend who can paint with her feet.
How is that a fish out of water?
She doesn't have arms.
We need a socialite in the military. A grandma who bungee jumps.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
A girl like that working at Mode. Everyone, if you haven't met her, this is my new executive assistant, Betty Suarez.
Hi.
She used to work at Mode till just recently.
What a different vibe here, hmm?
Wow, yeah. For starters, it's nice to see people actually eat. and it's nice to work with people of all different colors and shapes and sizes and handicapped.
Handicapable?
Right. I'm sorry. I...
Betty, you are our fish.
Excuse me?
Our fish out of water. Put down that coffee and pick up a pencil. I want you to quickly write an article. All about your experience working at Mode. Talk to the people that you interacted with. And Betty, get me good, honest quotes.
A normal fish in shark-infested waters.
It's great. Get started. 600 words by tomorrow. And girls, come on. We have a magazine to lunch.
Sophia, can I talk to you for a moment?
Sure.
I'm not sure how comfortable I feel doing this. Well, you know, I just felt like I graduated Mode, and I was generally not treated that well. And I don't know if I'm ready to go back and write about the experience just yet.
But Betty, this is exactly why you need to do this. The wounds are fresh. The article will be raw, real, honest. Qualities your former boss seems to be lacking.
Huh?
Oh, Betty.
Sophia, what's wrong?
I think I'm losing Daniel.
What? No! Daniel loves you.
Why is he stalling then? Huh? This is where it happens. He breaks down the girl, takes her heart and squashes it. Oh my God. I think I am destined to be another one of Daniel Meade's girls.
No, Sophia.
And I left Hunter for Daniel. Now he's back in Europe and he won't even talk to me anymore. I'm sorry, I'm just so overwhelmed. You go up to Mode and write that article. This is your big chance.
Okay.
Okay.
what exactly are you doing back here? I thought you went to work for Feminazi Weekly.
I'm writing an article about being an outsider at Mode, and I wanted to interview you.
As much fun as that sounds, I so don't have time for it right now. Wilhelmina's due back any second, and she's always extremely tense after a relaxing vacation.
Okay, well then, just a quick quote. Honestly, tell me, what was your first impression of me?
There you have it. Now please just waddle off.
Mark, I don't even know how to quote that.
Well, I was thrilled. Someone else to make fun of behind their backs. You also gave me a fun hobby to do as well.
Which was?
Eddie, screensavers of shame.
Well, they're not quite as flattering as the ones I found of you on dudecruise.com, but they're not bad.
You did not. Don't you ever tell anyone.
Erase those off your computer right now, then.
Fine. Okay, everyone! She's coming in!
Okay, let's go, people! Go, go, go! Look alive! Look, cover that hideous thing up. You know how she feels about floral prints. Move it! The shark is in the box! Go, Randall! Go!
Good morning, Mark.
Willie, hi. Are those jeans?
Aren't they fabulous? Ted took me to an outlet mall. I shop next to fat people. Hello, Carl. How was your holiday?
Kevin, I spent it sending out resumes.
Why?
You fired me at the Christmas party. I'm just packing.
Is that true? As if it never happened, Carl.
Kev, don't push it.
Oh, I heard you called asking for a new caseworker. You don't have to say anything. Maybe this wasn't a good fit, you know. It happens.
Look, I'm sorry, Constance.
No problem. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
Caseworker. I'm not a pair of cheap socks you can return to a 99-cent store. Let me remind you, Miss Suarez, you are an illegal immigrant. Now, I can make this easy, or I can low-jack your ankle like an IROC Z. Have I made myself clear?
Very.
Good. Then I'll see you tomorrow.
An article? Ooh. Make me sound extra glamorous. And skinny.
So, honest quote, what did you think of me when I first arrived?
Well, I hated you, of course.
Hated me? Is that because I didn't look like everybody else?
No. Because I've been angling for this position for months, and you traipsed in here with your bushy eyebrows and really bad bangs, and I'm like, that took my job?
You're really confirming everything I'm writing about. Thank you.
Well, I must confess, at a certain point, I did become envious of you.
Wait, you became envious of me?
Only in the most bizarre way, of course. I mean, I can't leave the house with an out-of-season handbag, and you show up on a daily basis looking like a yard sale. Didn't even care. It's like you were genetically engineered without the fear gene. I gotta give you props.
Thank you, Amanda.
Oh, and FYI, none of this means I like you or anything.
Of course.
Where were you this morning? I called you like 1,000 times.
With Ted. He's staying with me through the weekend.
What a mess.
Some guy named Steve called, said he had valuable information about Bradford. Cryptic. Shall I try him?
No. What else?
There's a 1 o'clock editor's meeting about the bridal issue.
Daniel can handle that.
But it's Vera Wang this year. We love your Wang.
What is it?
I don't know, like a giant dead rat or something. Did you piss off Donna Karen again?
I think it's an armadillo.
Oh.
Would you put him up there for me, please?
Oh.
Yes?
We need to speak.
In person.
Yeah, well, you weren't exactly the type of girl I was used to working with, but as I got to know you, I really grew to like you. And I gotta say, you helped me grow as a person. You're writing all this down, right?
Of course. So, I really helped you grow as a person?
Well, yeah, with the whole Sophia thing. I mean, you had a huge part in that.
So, you're still planning on proposing to her?
Why do you ask?
Okay, look, you didn't hear this from me, because if you tell her, I will totally deny it. She was downstairs crying this morning. She thinks you're having second thoughts.
What? That's crazy.
I mean, can you blame her? She doesn't want to become another one of your Daniel Mead girls. Listen, I think that if you don't want to lose her, you know what you have to do.
Thanks, Betty.
I'm going to go get lunch. Can I get you something?
I have a new assistant now, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell me, where does one find an armadillo in Manhattan?
In Chinatown. I think it was going to be someone's lunch.
Well, despite the fact that it clashes with most of my office, I adore him. I put him on the shelf in front of me to remind me what's really important.
Well, what's that?
Well, moments like this. Spent the past 20 years worrying about hemlines and heels, and for what? I have no one to share it with. What's the point?
You're about to share hemlines and heels with me, are you?
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about sharing something else. What?
I gotta warn you, Willie. I'm hauling around a truck full of baggage. Like 3X's, I'm working on a 4, it's a passel of kids.
We both have plenty of baggage. But I'm willing to give it a shot if you are.
Model slash race car driver slash humanitarian living in Europe, except he's here.
Don't get around.
I saw Sophia with him, even though she told me that they don't even speak.
Well, they reconnected.
She was handing him a wad of cash, a lot of it, right before he walked into Boylesque.
The strip club on 34 and 7th. What? I do manage to get out of this closet every once in a while.
Well, I have to assume, since it caters exclusively to women, that he works there.
Sophia was dating a stripper. Oh, my God. I love her.
This is so weird. And she was so adamant about getting Daniel to propose to her. I don't know what to do.
Oh, I do.
What?
We investigate.
Here I am, birthing a calf. Oh, and Tesla selling me. I don't care about silly little vacation. What about the plan? The plan. The plan to take over Mead Publication has clearly failed. Bradford knows now with complete certainty that Faye Summers is dead. And we have no firm evidence linking him to her murder. Hand me my oxygen. Wilhelmina, I fully intend to take over the company sooner rather than later. And if you are not my ally, then you will be my enemy. And there will be no place for you anywhere at Mead.
Well, we'll just let the chips fall where they may. Where are we?
Somewhere I never bring a woman to.
I didn't realize such a place still existed in Manhattan.
Yeah, I know. I have a few notches on my belt.
Baby, it's all notch, no belt. Which makes me wonder, how does a man with no belt keep his pants up,
Meeting someone like you.
Mr. Mead, this is so embarrassing. What is going on here?
I believe we're having dinner together.
Before we move on to that next step, I thought it was important for you to meet both of my parents.
Well, Sophia.
Hello. Thank you.
My God, she's
stunning. Thank God Daniel got to her before you did. Hello, I'm Claire. Daniel's recovering alcoholic mother. Welcome.
Best behavior, Mother. I am trying to make a good impression.
Oh, my darling, I would never do anything to embarrass you. Mm-hmm. Let me show you Daniel's baby pictures. He does the cutest thing in the tub.
Does he?
But what are we looking for?
Something that will show that barracuda the year I came into this country.
Okay.
Oh, I can't deal with this woman, Mika. She's rude, she's obnoxious, she's...
United States government, what'd you expect?
Respect. She shows up unannounced and starts needling me. I don't think that woman's ever smiled.
Dad, stop. You're powerless. And you know we really need her on our side right now.
Constance Grady is only on Constance Grady's side.
Well, then maybe Ignacio Suarez should try being on her side. You ever start to think that maybe she's actually trying to help? Look, try getting in her good graces. You know, something simple, something sweet. Make her smile.
You ladies ready to plunder the seven seas for some buried treasure?
How much? Christina, we're not here for a latte.
Sir, we're here to see one of your performers, Hunter.
We're the guys named Hunter here.
You're gonna have to be a little more specific.
Well, he's tall and blonde, and he looks kind of Nordic.
Oh, of course. Hunter Nye. Well, get in line. Everyone wants a piece of the nine.
I think we're going to need an awful lot of singles.
I opened my closet door, and there was Daniel in my Gucci strapless and a pair of patent leather pumps.
For the record, I was 6 years old, and it was my brother who dressed me up.
You never talk about your brother.
Yeah, he died 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's been a bit of a bumpy road for the Mead family of late. It seems our luck is changing. To Sophia.
To Sophia?
Ay, perdón. Gracias.
As a Reyes, you must have had plenty of maids growing up. We spent a week at Javier Reyes's estate in Puerto Vallarta. He has the most darling little zoo, or rather, zoológico.
Muy bien, but you got the wrong Reyes. Growing up, we only had one maid, my mother. And the closest I ever got to the upper crust is when I used to help her clean the houses.
So, no silver spoon?
Oh, no, no, no. We could barely afford a plastic one.
That's why I like this girl. Someone who actually worked for what they got out of life. You could learn something from her, Daniel.
And I fully intend to, Father. For as long as she's willing to teach me.
For the nine.
Oh.
You can cop a feel if you'd like. Just don't let management see you.
Okay.
Hunter, do you have a girlfriend?
I got girlfriends, boyfriends, all sorts of friends.
So, you mean you're bisexual?
That's right, babe. You bi?
I'm sexual.
So what kind of lap dance you in the mood for? Cupping the cobra?
Yeah.
Feeding the kitty? Slapping the bongos? Or just a good old-fashioned hot dog?
Yes! Vomit, chimming, and everything.
Hey, a la carte.
Jiggle
it,
jump on over here.
Oh, time's up, ladies. I gotta go service the high rollers.
No, hurry, hurry. I just got to go.
It's a mama baby. Oh, my God.
Well, he's a whore, isn't he? I mean, what more do we need to investigate?
We'll have to find out about him and Sophia.
Right. Well, I suggest you make a beeline for that ATM, which is absolutely fine by me, you know, because I am here for a long haul. Right.
You two look so happy together. How long have you been married?
It'll be 38 years in September.
They make it look so easy, don't they?
I almost shot him one Christmas in Ann Arbor. Thank God it was me who was loaded and not the gun.
You almost shot him?
No, every family does holidays a little differently.
In a marriage, things happen.
Those things like Tisha and Cindy and Candy with two E's. And let's not forget about Faye.
Santa.
My point is that marriage can be pretty awful sometimes. But somehow you find a way to go on, and that's a good thing. Because when something really bad happens, like losing one of your children, you realize that you could never survive it without your husband.
Come on. Dance with me. You're bombed, aren't you?
It's just a little cough syrup.
If you turn and run, I will completely understand.
Never. I'd love to have what they have. But without the chili. If you cheat on me, I swear I will cut your cojones off. Do you think our grandchild will have a Spanish name like Paco?
Do you like her?
She's lovely. There's just something about her. Like she's hiding something.
Aren't we all?
You know, if you want it, we could have what they have.
Stop the horse!
Hey, here, look, money.
This will get you a minute.
Okay, I just want to know quickly, have you ever been hired to pretend to be somebody's boyfriend?
Happens all the time. A girl wants to make a guy jealous.
Was that what you did for Sophia Reyes?
Is she already giving me recommendations?
Nice!
Hello?
Hi, Daniel. It's Betty. Look, I need to talk to you about Sophia.
Hey, perfect timing. I just proposed.
You did?
Yeah, isn't that great? I mean, it would have never have happened if we hadn't had our talk today.
Thank you, Betty.
Is there something you wanted to tell me?
Congratulations.
Box seats for Cosi Fan Tutte at the Met. Prepare to be dazzled. And a pair of Ferragamo wingtips. Sorry, no cowboy boots at the opera. Well, what's going on?
I had a long talk with my wife today, Willie. I don't know how to say this.
I think you just did.
Willie, wait. Joanne and I have a daughter together. And my other kids, they don't need another ex-stepmom. My family's pretty broken. I gotta try and fix it. Look, I don't expect you to understand, but...
Let's not, shall we? A chance that an armadillo and a roadrunner have, anyway. Keep the shoes. And try not to step in any cow dung.
Where'd you get it? Hunter's jockstrap? What? You didn't think he was gonna tell me that a bushy brow Latina girl with braces came and asked questions about us? You can leave us alone for a second, thank you.
Sophia, why would you hire someone to pretend to be your boyfriend?
I knew about Daniel's reputation, and well, being just another single girl wasn't going to be enough to drive him to want to be with me.
Well, why would you want or even need to drive someone who want to be with you?
The car's downstairs to take you to Rise and Shine America. Daniel's already waiting.
Thank you, Ruthie.
He's going with you?
Yes. We are going to announce our engagement together on air.
Okay, I'll just grab a few things and I'll come right down.
No, you are going to stay here and finish up that article. And I expect it to be ready by the time I get back.
Good morning, Wilhelmina.
Didn't I fire you?
Today's a big day. Aren't you so excited?
Yep, big day. Really excited.
God, we finally got the cover. All my nerves had me all blotchy thinking she might not pull it off.
Never doubt, Sophia. The article's great, too. I don't think she slept a wink last night writing it.
Is that going to press?
As we speak.
Wow. Can I read that?
Oh, Sophia doesn't want you to read it yet.
Why not?
Hmm.
Okay.
Any guy you want to propose to you in 60 days or less.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Pick his interest.
Oh, my editors and I are working here under our...
Stay in close proximity.
Why do you think I'm a tease?
Give him a taste.
Hey, come here.
Make yourself unavailable.
Come on, Daniel. This is where you stop me from walking back into the club.
Create a ticking clock.
Christina, it was all a lie.
Calm down. What are you talking about?
Sophia set it up from the beginning. She used Daniel to get her cover story.
From the RSA studios in Midtown Manhattan, Rise and Shine America.
Coming up, acclaimed author and magazine editor Sophia Reyes is here to talk about her new magazine, MYW.
And her engagement to New York's most eligible bachelor, Daniel Mead.
Okay, camera two, tighten up. Camera one.
Security, get her out of here.
Five, four, three, two.
Well, now, Sophia, it's a big week for you.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So tell us about your magazine.
I created MYW in order to fill a void. There are no magazines that actually make a modern woman feel empowered. This is not about overpriced clothes or wrinkled creams. These are real articles.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
And I understand you've used yourself as an example for the first cover.
That's right. Statistics would say that I shouldn't be here right now. But I am. With a new magazine and newly engaged to the most notorious bachelor in New York City. I got him to propose to me in 60 days.
Wow. 60 days, that's like 2 months.
Yeah. Is that true? 60 days?
I guess it was. Exactly.
60 days from the day we first met till last night when I proposed. Yeah.
And that's my lead article. From fling to ring in 60 days. Techniques to make you get the man you want in 60 days. And if they work for me with Daniel Mead, they'll work for any woman out there.
Now, Daniel, were you aware that she set out to try and get you to propose?
No, I wasn't. We met and we fell in love.
Well, actually, Daniel, you fell in love. I have to tell you, as much as I like you, you're a terrific guy. But right now, I just want to focus on my career, not on a relationship. Thank you for being such a good sport.
Well, fantastic.
Fantastic.
So, let's talk...
Even I'm shedding a silent tear.
Guess it's impossible for any of us to have it all. And no reason why we can't keep trying.
By the way, that Steve guy called again about Bradford.
Get him for me.
YW, and the woman behind it all, Sophia Reyes.
That way, Daniel Mead, of course, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you both for stopping by.
And that's a wrap.
How could you do this to me? Sophia, I fell in love with you.
I know you did.
And for what? A publicity stunt? Really?
How many times have you done exactly the same thing to dozens of women? How many times have you broken their hearts and dumped them?
I can guarantee none were broadcast on national television.
This wasn't easy for me either. I thought it would be, but it wasn't. It's just that when I start something, I have to follow through. And you can call me a bitch, you can call me whatever you want. But it's how I've gotten where I am today. Otherwise, I would still be dusting houses in Mexico with my mother. For what it's worth, you were so much more than I ever thought you would be. And I'm sorry.
To go down right now and fire her.
Certainly for you to do whatever you want. If I was CEO, I'd be signing her up to a long-term contract. That stunt she pulled will probably guarantee you the single biggest launch of any magazine in the company's history.
You're my son. She hurt you.
Just business, Dad.
Betrayed me.
No, that's not true.
You manipulated me and you lied to my face about Daniel.
Yes, I did. But not about you. I did not lie about your potential. I did not lie about your abilities. That's why I hired you. I see a lot of myself in you.
Well, I don't see any of myself in you. Here's my article about working at Mode. Funny thing researching it. Those people might be superficial, but they know it. And they don't pretend to be anything more than they are. I actually think I fit in better there than I ever will here.
Betty.
I quit.
December 10th, 1977.
Elise, that'll work.
First apartment my wife and I lived in. No heat, no hot water, a view of a brick wall. It was paradise.
Well, thank you very much for your cooperation.
Listen, Constance, I wanted to apologize for getting off on the wrong foot with you. And so I
wanted to give you this. A lot of letters. That's why the words are so small.
You don't know. You just don't know what this means to me. I mean, Everett's always treated me like a glorified meter maid, but oh, thank you so much. You just made my day. Adios, Ignacio. Now I hope to be seeing a lot of you.
That bird has flown the coop.
What?
Instead of coming back to the office this morning, he had his driver taken to JFK. No one knows where he is.
You mean...
Boom.
What?
He disappeared.